Hi, everyone. This is my podcast number 2.
Hello.
Today, my dad is going to be interviewing me on my major and ask me a little bit about what it is like to be creative in the field of accounting.
Well, what does it mean to be a creative person in your major, minor, or discipline?
So this podcast actually makes me laugh because I'm an accounting major, so I'm used to playing by the book. My financial, as well as my managerial accounting professor, Heidi Durstein, in the College of Business at JMU, has always said that if we are creative in accounting, we're going to jail. This is because creativity is usually the case when considering fraud and other illegal acts that go on. This comment always makes me laugh and is also supported in an article published by the CPA Practice Advisor titled, "Creativity is Great, Just Not in Accounting." So when actually performing accounting, there are very strict rules. So there are ways to be creative in terms of when and where you get your work done. However, when actually performing accounting, there are very strict rules and guidelines as to how to perform this. Specific to me and my peer, Julia Magori, we have a dream of working for a professional sports team as accountants. I like to look at this career aspiration as our creative twist on accounting. You can work as an accountant for a multitude of different companies that do different things. But in our case, we share an interest in the sports world. Specifically, I would love to work for the NFL. This has been my dream since I was a little girl.
What standards are there to assess excellence in your major or discipline? In other words, how do you know that someone is creative or excellent in your major, minor, or discipline?
I think in general, by getting good grades and putting in the work towards your major, you will begin to be recognized by your peers, higher professors, and even firms who essentially offer you a future job. My friend and fellow accounting major, Avery Caminiti, agrees with this and says that when you get what you give, especially in a major as competitive as accounting, she believes that hard work pays off and practice makes perfect. Avery and I both have summer internships set up for the summer of 2024 at Deloitte Accounting Firm in McLean, Virginia. This is super exciting because it reflects our hard work in the major thus far.
How have you learned to be creative in your major so far?
So, as an accounting major, I came in without knowing the major differences between tax and audit, which are usually the two most popular routes you can pursue in the field of accounting. After talking with my audit professor, Dr. Robert Richardson, in the College of Business at JMU, he kindly advised me on these key differences. Ultimately, his explanation about audit sounded more appealing to me anyways. However, he also informed me that any audit worker can easily transfer over to tax work, but the opposite is a bit trickier. This comment gave me satisfaction in my decision to focus on auditing and assured me that I can be creative, whether or not I need to switch over to tax. I like the idea of being able to perform well in both departments. I think of this as being creative within accounting because I'm able to group different habits together and be just as good in one as I am in the other.
Where have you observed creativity in your major up until this point?
After receiving my offer from Deloitte Accounting Firm for the summer of 2024, my campus recruiter assured me that as much as the people at Deloitte really do work hard, they also make time for social events and doing other things outside of work. For example, the team usually has a happy hour after work on Fridays. I think it's incredibly important to break up your social life with your work life, especially because I'll be working in a corporate environment next summer for the very first time. However, by the way the woman talked to me about the social aspect of her job, it is evident that Deloitte workers also know the importance of dedicating time outside of work. This is a huge reason I chose to accept my offer from Deloitte. I know they have great intentions with their work-life balance.
Describe a student in your field that you think is particularly creative. What personal attributes contribute to a student being successful and creative?
I believe my peer and friend Jack Milligan is particularly creative as an accounting major. Jack is the perfect example of keeping a good work-life balance. While Jack does prioritize his schoolwork, he also makes the time to hang out with his friends. I really envy this quality of his because he is able to do what he needs to maintain his grades, but he also makes time to preserve lifelong friendships that he has at school and outside of school.
Are people who are considered creative in your major or minor or discipline also typically creative in other ways?
For me, I'm very play by the book and follow the rules wired. This is why accounting works for me. I have one set of instructions and one way to get a job done. I have found that due to this being how I'm wired, I'm also very, very detail-oriented and organized. I'm very type A and OCD with pretty much everything. Sometimes this leads me to spend too much time on any one thing. However, in general, this quality of mine leads to success.